Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson with you. It is an F off Friday, and we got plenty of effing off to do before we hit the road today. But Guardians, Padres, setting the second half of the season on fire tonight, and it's going to be on Apple TV Plus. So we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on a man you're going to hear tonight on the Guardians Padres game as we get the second half of the season underway on Apple TV Plus. Friday night baseball announcer Wayne Randazzo joins us now. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and obviously we're a buzz of a fast start by the Guardians. At one point, they were on pace for about 107 wins. Now they're right on pace for about 100 wins. Do you see the Guardians' fast start, best record in the AL to this point? Do you see any potential flukiness in that start, or do you think this team is here to stay?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing for them is just to keep hitting. You know, they've always seemed to be a team that's pitched well and played good defense, and now, you know, this year the offense has kind of matched it, and you know, there's reason to believe they'll keep it going. You know, Stephen Kwan has been huge for them at the top of the order. Ramirez and Naylor in the middle have really carried the offense. There's been a lot of contributions from David Fry and you know, some of the others as well. So, you know, if they can keep their offense at a reasonable pace, they should be able to hold off Minnesota and the Royals and win the division.
So with that, we've had a few discussions here since the All-Star game and since the Home Run Derbies, as we have not had some Guardians baseball to react to outside of the Guardians' performance in those All-Star festivities, and we're kind of all split on expectations. There's some statistical models that say maybe this team regresses a bit. There are other fans who say World Series or bust. So how do you gauge expectations for this team heading into those final 67 games?
I think I looking at their long-term forecast for the season, wish they had Bieber. You know, I think if they were in a position where they had their starting rotation the way they wanted it, that they would be really, I think, a team that has a say at the end and can say that they belong in the World Series. You know, if you look around the American League, no teams in the West are all that impressive right now. You know, Houston has played a lot better over the last couple months. The Mariners have a great starting rotation, but not much else. You look at the East, you know, those teams are showing some signs of weaknesses between the Yankees and the Orioles. You know, the Red Sox are kind of climbing up on them. And in the Central, I would say that, you know, Minnesota and Kansas City are good teams, but Cleveland is probably a better team. So, you know, you look around, it's there for them to win. I think it'll be tough without, you know, the kind of lockdown starting pitching that you seem to need in October. Now, if they grab somebody here in the next couple of weeks, then that changes the outlook. But, you know, that would be my one area where I could see some problems moving forward in terms of winning the division and making some noise in the postseason.
Wayne, looking at this series, it's a pretty significant series for the Guardians, not just because we're now on the back slope of the season here, but also because, you know, they kind of struggled the last 18 games, the first half of the regular season before the All-Star break. So looking to the other side here, what do we need to know about the Padres heading into this three-game set?
Yeah, San Diego's fighting right now. They're in a position where they need wins pretty much on a regular basis, regardless of who they're playing. The National League wild card, they're still within striking distance in their division. The Dodgers haven't pulled away to the degree they normally do, but the wild card is up for grabs in a huge way. I mean, you're talking about 6, 7, 8 teams that could really get into those three spots, and San Diego is one of them. So they certainly have a quest of their own that they're worried about, and they have some guys who can handle, though Tatis is out at the moment. But Xander Bogaerts just came back, and he's looked pretty good since returning from the IL. And Jackson Merrill's been red hot for them, a guy who's, you know, 21 years old and a Rookie of the Year candidate in the National League. So there's some good parts there, too. I think San Diego would like their rotation to be full. Right now, Yu Darvish is out, Joe Musgrove is out, and you know, they've got this knuckleballer pitching tonight, Matt Waldron, who's held it down a little bit to go with Dylan Cease, has been really good for them. So they're an interesting team. They certainly have flaws, and I would think the Guardians should feel like they can take 2 out of 3 at least this weekend.
Wayne Randazzo, Friday Night Baseball announcer on Apple TV Plus. He's on the Guardians Padres games, which you can see tonight on Apple TV Plus. So it's always a tricky question when you're asking this about a AJ Preller led team. But are the Padres closer to being buyers or sellers with what, 2 weeks to go to the deadline?
I would think they would be sellers or buyers. Excuse me. I think they would be active at the trade deadline in terms of improving their roster. Obviously AJ Preller is one of those guys who makes moves anyway, but I don't know. The National League World Series team the last 2 years has been the third wild card, whether that's a fluke or not. It leads credence to the fact that the teams that are in that wild card mix should think that they have a chance to go all the way to the World Series, because the Phillies did 2 years ago, and maybe even more improbably Arizona did last year. So if you're right in that group of 500 teams that's trying to get in the playoffs in the National League, at the very least, you're not going to sell players off, I wouldn't think. You're probably going to be more likely to grab players and improve your roster here at the deadline. So I would be surprised if the Padres sold anything off in them trying to get to the postseason. I mean, they have big crowds at Petco Park. They've been selling out almost every game since they made that run a couple of years ago. So I don't think they want to set themselves back in that regard.
Wayne, I know one of the first few times I've been able to interview you. We've never hung out yet, but I find myself having to ask something of you, as you have this beautiful perch on Apple TV Plus with all these people watching this game tonight. And obviously, you're one of the more prominent play-by-play men around baseball. You've got some cachet here, and I'm building you up because I do have an ask. For all my life until the streak was snapped, I heard nothing but the Red Sox hadn't won a World Series in X amount of years. In my entire life, Cubs hadn't won a World Series in X amount of years. Now I'm sitting here seeing a Cleveland baseball team that has not won a World Series in 76 years, which is the longest drought by 20 years. Can we get you to start pounding the drum and make sure we're pitching the Guardians, the Cleveland baseball, as the little engine that could, so we can start getting more casual fans outside of Cleveland to root for a Guardians World Series win.
Yeah, I think I can. I'll mention the number tonight, and I think it's a little complicated in all seriousness, because the 1948, the last year they won, they were still the Indians, and some people, I think people are almost hesitant to say the word even, because of whatever the reason is for the name change. And now, are they the Guardians in 1948, or do you refer to them as the Indians? How do you address this franchise's history? Sometimes I think it's complicated for national broadcasters, but the number 76 is easy to say, and I think we'll certainly include that on the broadcast tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, if you just want to defer those questions to me, send the good people on the broadcast to at Nick Wilson Says on Twitter, and I'm sure I can assist you right back there. So we are just coming off the All-Star game, the All-Star festivities, and I got to say, I think this was probably the healthiest atmosphere for fans, I'm just talking about in terms of how people feel about the game of baseball. I'm curious whether you feel, after what we're now going on, the second official year of the rule changes and in baseball's attempts to quote unquote fix itself, how do you feel about where the game has come over the last 2 to 3 to 4 years? And maybe did you see any evidence of that yourself in the All-Star break?
I think that ultimately the game is in a good place because the pitch timer has changed the pace of play. It has really improved at least the way you can take in the game on a day-by-day basis. And I think that has been a big kick in attendance. I think it's brought in the fact that it's skewing the audience a lot younger than it had been. And I think those are all really positive changes that baseball has just put itself into. I think they're going to start to press the gas a little bit as far as getting some sort of automatic strike system, whether that's a challenge system or whether that's just having every single pitch called by, you know, the computerized system. I do think they still have a concern as far as offense goes. You know, there's still very low batting averages around Major League Baseball. It's harder to score runs. It's harder to hit maybe than it's ever been, even with the shift change that really hasn't brought in more offense. And I think that is something that Major League Baseball is cognizant of and wants to figure out how they can inject more offense into the game largely. You know, even though Cleveland has scored more runs this year than usual, that's not really the case around the league. So I think that's something that they're curious to find a way to fix. Although when you got, look, I think about Costa coming into the game at the end of the game, how are you supposed to hit that guy? It's really not possible. And I think that's where you find this offensive drought around baseball is because these pitchers are so good, throwing so hard, spinning it so much. Like it's tough, and I don't know how they're going to bridge that gap.
Wayne, can we settle on home run derby rules for like 5 years? Just so I'm not confused for the first like 10 minutes that I watch the home run derby every year.
I don't know why I mean, 10 outs was the easiest way to do it. I mean, whatever 10 swings don't make it out of the park, then that's your number of home runs that you had. That's the end of the round. I don't know why they complicate it. I don't know why they complicate a lot of things, you know, all-star voting, fan voting. Like, why do they have another phase where the top two guys from each position face each other? The guy already won. There's no reason to make him beat the guy who was in second place already again. I don't know. They seem to complicate things sometimes, but I do think that the home run derby 10 outs was the easiest way to digest it, and I'm not sure why they ever changed it from that.
Wayne, with all this being said, obviously here in Cleveland, we're focused mostly on the Guardians. What are the other big storylines in baseball in the second half that you're most interested in?
Well, then the AL East race is going to be fun to watch. The Yankees and Orioles seem to have some bad blood toward each other, and that always makes it a little more lively. You know, both teams kind of slipped toward the end of the first half, and I think, you know, they have a lot to play for, obviously, down the rest of the way, and that'll be a fun race to watch. I would say in the National League, the Phillies have been this juggernaut over the course of this season, and you know, are they the team that it looks like they are? Will they go into October and handle their business the way that a lot of teams haven't that have finished with the best record in baseball, namely the Dodgers over the last couple of years? Can, you know, their roster looks like it really can't get any further than it did the last couple of seasons, which was not the way it was supposed to go. So it'll be interesting how it all plays out. It's been a fun season so far, and obviously the trade deadline kind of gives you a chance to lock in your predictions and how you think it's going to go once these trades happen here before the 30th.
Well, Wayne, we're excited to see the Gardos get back in the second half swing of things tonight. We're very excited to be on Apple TV Plus, as always. Friday Night Baseball does a really fun job. A lot of fun stuff there with the Apple TV product there. So appreciate your time, bud. I look forward to hearing your call today.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Wayne, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Wayne Randazzo on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline will react to what he had to say about the Guardians, the second half, and more next on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson with you. Some good news here. Actually, a fair amount of good news. One, we got Gardos Padres coming up. And it's funny, man. Like, people are allergic to talking baseball anyways, and it's not a Cleveland thing. I've heard my whole life, it's not a good town to talk baseball in. To talk baseball, you just have to kind of be willing to keep up the conversation, and it's been hard to do that because we had a lot of hit or miss over the last 20 years. That we do have a 2022, and then you have a 2023. But I just got to say, I usually don't take these kind of takes and these kind of stances when we talk about individual series in baseball. This is a pretty important series for the Guardians. If for no other reason than to stop the bleeding. And I know in that 18-game stretch, I know they didn't lose every game, and they didn't lose every single series, and they had some success there. But I think psychologically, I think it's super important to a team that I think was a little wore out to come back, enjoy home cooking, where, by the way, they played really well, and beat the pants off a team that is good and has talent, but probably isn't a team you're going to see in the World Series this year. This is the sweet spot right here. Another sellout tonight. You've got Tanner Bibee, who effectively has been your ace this year, even if his numbers don't look it, and even if he hasn't given you ace quality performance this year. And you've got a team that is ripe to be plucked off. Now, in fairness, these are the exact same kind of teams that the Guardians have struggled with, teams that are at or it's really teams that are below 500. But I think this is a great series to kind of reverse thrusters and remind everybody that you're still the team that up until that last five-game stretch was on pace to win well over 100 games. Now I think you're right at 100 games or right at about 99 games somewhere in there. But you have to reset the pace. And here's the reason, because right behind that, you've got another team that right before the break took 3 or 4 from you. These next 7 games, and listen, if they don't do this, it doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs. That's the problem. If it doesn't end up being the difference between you winning the World Series or giving the number one pick, we get very ambivalent when it comes to different scenarios. I think it would be a really, really nice start to the second half and puts you in a really good situation with a road trip until the deadline if you took 5 of the next 7 games. And if you do more than that, well, I'd be ecstatic. I'll take everything you got. But, man, this feels like listen, you get 3. Okay, so you win 2 here and you split the series with the Tigers. That's still a good homestand. But given how negatively things went, I just think it'd be a palate refresher, palate cleanser, if you could take 5 of 7 here before you face off the Phillies and Tigers again at the end of the month. So will this series be the difference between you being a World Series team and not? No. Will this series be the difference between you being a buyer or seller or not? No. But do I think you need to get some momentum back and start playing good baseball? And is this the best time to do it, coming home after what felt like a year? And it really wasn't. It was just 4 games against Detroit and 4 games against Tampa. But I'll be honest with you, most of July felt like you were on the road because you just weren't consistently playing the kind of baseball we had become accustomed to. So a sneaky, importance a loaded word. But it'd be really great if the Guardians could bring it over the next 7 games, especially the next 2, when you've got home cooking on your side. We also found out, so Travis Bazana is actually how we say the name. I'm going to butcher that another 100 times. Travis Bazana has spoken with the Cleveland media. I'm probably as excited for a player as for a draft pick as I've been since maybe Clint Frazier. I really loved when we got Alex White, too. I remember thinking Alex White was going to go number 1. He went 5 to the Guardians. Turns out he didn't have a great career in baseball. That was not awesome. But we did find out that Bazana is going to go to High A, and he'll start his professional career with the Lake County Captains next week. We're all going, right? I'm not saying the first game. But this is like, you kind of want to be there for if you can't get to the first game, you want to go to the first couple games, right, Mac?
Well, between him and you got Tugboat, like, you've got a lot of really interesting prospects that are there still.
You are not allowed to hop in on the Tugboat crowd before me. It should be known that I am the conductor of the Tugboat Wilkinson Express. And in fairness, it's because my boy, Nate, been my ride or die since we were 14 years old. Nate Johnson, a fellow Woodridge alum, fellow BG alum. He actually might have graduated. I did not. College, not high school. We both graduated there. That was a low bar for us. But he told me the first start Tugboat made this year. My buddy lives in North Carolina. He's in the service now. And he texted me, said, who the hell is this fat lefty on the mound? Because this dude is a baller. And I was like, Matt Wilkinson? I mean, yeah, okay. He's a big guy. He's like, no. He sent me a couple videos. I'm saying from Tugboat's first start this year, I have been the conductor of the Tugboat. And see, that's weird. The Tugboat? What's the Tugboat fleet? There
you go. We got the branding.
We are all Tugboats. Maybe strike that one from the record. But you are correct. If you could tell me, I get to see Tugboat Wilkinson and Bazana, we're in.
I mean, the rest of that roster as well, because there's a lot of...
You're going to mention a bunch of names people listening don't care about right now, today.
That's fair.
But mention them anyways. It's Friday.
Jackson Churio, another player that was in the Futures game. He might get the call up from Lynchburg soon.
He's my one untouchable in the Guardians organization.
Ralphie Velasquez, another player that's at Lynchburg that might get the call up soon, too.
He would be untouchable if his name was like Mike. His name's Ralphie Velasquez.
Do we know what his middle name is? Can we go by the middle name?
Ralphie's a tough name. Like Ralph Terry, big league pitcher in the 50s. Ralph was a great name to have in the big leagues in like 1957. Ralphie? Like the kid for, I mean, here's the thing, Ralphie, if you're listening, it ain't about you, bub. I'm rooting for you. I really truly am, because this kid has knocked the bleep out of the ball since he got to Cleveland. He actually, like, first chance with Wood Bat, he hit like 360 last year in rookie ball. He's hitting like 260 this year, and he's like 19. We're rooting for Ralphie Velasquez. He is, I mean, he's swimming uphill with a name like Ralphie. So if you maybe, I don't know if there's a, I don't know if there's like a nickname. Like middle name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe like when everybody called him Squish growing up. Squish Velasquez has a better chance now than Ralphie.
I mean, even...
Ralphie's an adult accountant that gets bullied by his younger brother. Ooh, no. Young nephew. Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson with you. Some good news here. Actually, a fair amount of good news. One, we got Gardo's Padres coming up. And it's funny, man. Like, people are allergic to talking baseball anyways, and it's not a Cleveland thing. I've heard my whole life, it's not a good town to talk baseball in. To talk baseball, you just have to kind of be willing to keep up the conversation. And it's been hard to do that because we had a lot of hit or miss over the last 20 years. That we do have a 2022, and then you have a 2023. But I just got to say, I usually don't take these kind of takes and these kind of stances when we talk about individual series in baseball. This is a pretty important series for the Guardians. If for no other reason than to stop the bleeding. And I know in that 18-game stretch, I know they didn't lose every game, and they didn't lose every single series, and they had some success there. But I think psychologically, I think it's super important to a team that I think was a little wore out to come back, enjoy home cooking, where, by the way, they played really well and beat the pants off a team that is good and has talent, but probably isn't a team you're going to see in the World Series this year. This is the sweet spot right here. Another sellout tonight. You've got Tanner Bibee, who effectively has been your ace this year, even if his numbers don't look it, and even if he hasn't given you ace-quality performance this year. And you've got a team that is ripe to be plucked off. Now, in fairness, these are the exact same kind of teams that the Guardians have struggled with, teams that are at or... it's really teams that are below 500. But I just think it's... I think this is a great series to kind of reverse thrusters and remind everybody that you're still the team that up until that last five-game stretch, was on pace to win well over 100 games. Now I think you're right at 100 games, or right at about 99 games, somewhere in there. But you have to reset the pace. And here's the reason, because right behind that, you've got another team that right before the break took three or four from you. These next seven games. And listen, if they don't do this, it doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs. That's the problem. If it doesn't end up being the difference between you winning the World Series or giving the number one pick, we get very ambivalent when it comes to different scenarios. I think it would be a really, really nice start to the second half and put you in a really good situation with a road trip until the deadline if you took five of the next seven games. And if you could do more than that, well, I'd be ecstatic. I'll take everything you got. But, man, this feels like listen, you get three. Okay, so you win two here and you split the series with the Tigers. That's still a good homestand. But given how negatively things went, I just think it'd be a palate refresher, palate cleanser, if you could take five of seven here before you face off the Phillies and Tigers again at the end of the month. So will this series be the difference between you being a World Series team and not? No. Will this series be the difference between you being a buyer or seller or not? No. But do I think you need to get some momentum back and start playing good baseball? And is this the best time to do it, coming home after what felt like a year? And it really wasn't. It was just four games against Detroit and four games against Tampa. But I'll be honest with you, most of July felt like you were on the road because you just weren't consistently playing the kind of baseball we had become accustomed to. So a sneaky, important's a loaded word. But it'd be really great if the Guardians could bring it over the next seven games, especially the next two, when you've got home cooking on your side. We also found out, so Travis Bazana is actually how we say the name. I'm going to butcher that another 100 times. Travis Bazana has spoken with the Cleveland media. I'm probably as excited for a player as for a draft pick as I've been since maybe Clint Frazier. I really loved when we got Alex White, too. I remember thinking Alex White was going to go number one. He went five to the Guardians. Turns out he didn't have a great career in baseball. That was not awesome. But we did find out that Bazana is going to go to high A, and he'll start his professional career with the Lake County Captains next week. We're all going, right? I'm not saying the first game. But this is like, you kind of want to be there for the, if you can't get to the first game, you want to go to the first couple games, right, Mac?
Well, between him and you got Tugboat, like, you've got a lot of really interesting prospects that are there. You're, still.
You are not allowed to hop in on the Tugboat crowd before me. It should be known that I am the conductor of the Tugboat Wilkinson Express. And in fairness, it's because my boy, Nate, been my ride or die since we were 14 years old. Nate Johnson, a fellow Woodridge alum, fellow BG alum. He actually might have graduated. I did not. College, not high school. We both graduated there. That was a low bar for us. But he told me the first start Tugboat made this year. My buddy lives in North Carolina. He's in the service now. And he texted me, said, "Who the hell is this fat lefty on the mound? Because this dude is a baller." And I was like, "Matt Wilkinson? I mean, yeah, okay. He's a big guy." He's like, no. He sent me a couple videos. I'm saying from Tugboat's first start this year, I have been the conductor of the Tugboat. And see, that's weird. The Tugboat? What's the Tugboat fleet? There.
There you go. We got the branding.
We are all Tugboats. Maybe strike that one from the record. But you are correct. If you could tell me I get to see Tugboat Wilkinson and Bazana, we're in.
I mean, the rest of that roster as well, because there's a lot of...
You're going to mention a bunch of names people listening don't care about right now, today.
That's fair.
But mention them anyways. It's Friday.
Jackson Chourio, another player that was in the Futures game, he might get the call up from Lynchburg soon.
He's my one untouchable in the Guardians organization.
Ralphie Velasquez, another player that's at Lynchburg that might get the call up soon too.
He would be untouchable if his name was like Mike. His name's Ralphie Velasquez.
Do we know what his middle name is? Can we go by the middle name?
Ralphie's a tough name. Like Ralph Terry, big league pitcher in the 50s. Ralph was a great name to have in the big leagues in like 1957. Ralphie? Like the kid for, I mean, here's the thing, Ralphie, if you're listening, it ain't about you, bub. I'm rooting for you. I really, truly am, because this kid has knocked the bleep out of the ball since he got to Cleveland. He actually, like, first chance with Wood Bat, he hit like 360 last year in rookie ball. He's hitting like 260 this year, and he's like 19. We're rooting for Ralphie Velasquez. He is, I mean, he's swimming uphill with a name like Ralphie. So if you maybe, I don't know if there's a like a nickname, like middle name,
yeah. Oh yeah,
or maybe like when everybody called him Squish growing up, Squish Velasquez has a better chance now than Ralphie.
I mean, even
Ralphie's an adult accountant that gets bullied by his younger brother. Ooh, no, young nephew. Like, it's a 10-year-old with a lot of sass walking around being like, your name's Ralphie. Go do my taxes, D.
Even Mac Jones in the NFL, McCorkle is his middle name. His first name is Michael. Mike Jones might have a future in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But McCorkle, no.
Yeah, it's funny about that.
What?
He shortened it to Mac.
Yeah.
Your name's Mac. I don't know if you know these things.
McCorkle, I know.
So wait. You're drawing the line that because the full versions of your names are different.
Yes.
That was the difference for Mac Jones. If he was Mackenzie Jones, he'd still be the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. Is that what
There's
I'm understanding?
There's a shot.
We don't
live in that universe.
I don't believe so. I believe you're living in your own fictional universe.
I'm sorry. If you're choosing the name McCorkle over Mike Jones, I don't trust your decision making.
Well, no, the point is his name is Mac. He goes by Mac. You're missing, like,
I understand that.
That would be the same thing as being like, if your name was Mike Robinson, you'd have a hell of a chance to be a midday host in 10 years from now. But because your name's Mackenzie, you're never going to do anything in this town. Which I realize, by the way, is now an extension of the Ralphie thing. But my name ain't Ralphie. That's the difference. Liam on Twitter saying, shout out Medina. Shout out Wadsworth. Shout out Wilkinson. Shout out conductor. I am the shout out conductor. I like that. I just shout out. Sup, man away. I'm gonna basically do what Jim Rome does, where half of his show is just saying where people live. Matt Wadsworth, epic. Go to Bittinger's, epic. Go to the In-N-Out. Clones. 216-474-0092. Does Ralphie Velasquez need to modify that first name situation? And will you be going to see Travis Bazana at Lake County? Has he become must watch over the next couple weeks in Lake County? Great news for Guardians fans. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.